Oh, this is
Join us
great.
next time for some more bastardization of some of your favorite memories.
We could do that. We could talk about TV shows or movies and say, bastard or not a bastard, you decide.
Oh, we got to do that next week.
Shit. I think if my I'll let you know. I think my interview might be going a little too long. Your time
Okay.
frame, but do it now. But yeah, one way or another, we will definitely meet up in the first week of September.
Oh yeah, do it. Bastard, will
Just
you?
do it.
Bastard, not a bastard. Like, were they a bastard on the TV show, and were they a bastard in
Oh,
real
there you
life?
go. Yeah, you can talk about the character. Bastard.
Or you just present both cases and be like, "You decide."
Bill Shatner, or
Ooh, evil Bill
you
Shatner.
think was the bigger dick?
Definitely.
Would have to
Maybe
say
Andy
it was.
Griffith. Some days he can really get on those kids' nerves.
Ronnie,
Well,
not to put that fishing pole up, Aunt
I'm going
Beast.
to take out my damn shotgun if you don't shut your fucking mouth, Ronnie.
Ronnie, you
Now,
got a
Andy,
bath on you.
I'm going to put you in that prison cell. I'm just saying.
Here's what you're not going to say anymore, Ronnie.
Here's what you
That
can't say,
dirty word for
Ronnie.
Aunt Beast, private parts. Oh, Randy.
We don't allow you to go to the sex ed class in this their town. I'm just saying.
Now, Opie, you gotta realize something. And have a wee wee.
Now I wish Andy Griffith had just come on to Happy Days and just, I don't know, just caused a show.
Well, now.
Oh my God.
No butt sex.
No more. And that's it. Now
we're going to teach sex act. You got to teach him to nip it in the butt.
I don't want anybody thinking when they come to this jail in Mayberry, it's going to be like Oz. It's not.
Things they can't show you on the air.
Well, golly, is Gomer going to have to cut a bitch?
Opie, you can't be hanging out with that neo-Nazi gang. It's just not a thing.
Now, listen here. We had some trouble between the white Aryans and the Muslim Brotherhood. That's not going to happen again. And I don't want any of the Puerto Rican gangs getting involved.
God.
Now, Muhammad X, what are you going to say to this guy here?
Well, he's a white mofo.
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. Just don't do it here in the lunchroom.
Oh, my God. You sound so much like Stephen Tobolsky.
I don't know if I'm doing. I don't know if I'm doing Stephen Tobolsky. I don't know if I'm doing Don Knotts. I'm trying to do Don Knotts
I think you're
correctly.
doing Stephen Tobolsky trying his if he's in an
Ooh,
update where he's
Andy.
playing Don Knotts.
Ooh, Andy.
Barney.
Andy. Guess who moved next door to me? Who did? Floyd? A bunch of well, you know who I'm talking about. Oh, Floyd.
And now you sound like Peter, Mr. Graves. The Sims.
I'm Peter Graves.
No, yeah, not that.
I'm gonna try to get Floyd the Barber down. I'm gonna try to get
Oh, God.
this is Floyd the Barber in the last season of Andy Griffith. Andy, ooh, Andy, guess
ooh,
who
Andy,
started me? Who, Floyd?
Guess who's on the neighborhood watch list?
Andy, guess what I've been called in for? What? Pedophilia. Oh, okay.
Barney's gonna make you own a nickel for every word you say next, Buster.
I don't want to hear any word at all.
Oh,
in this
God.
Place. Do you
We're always
understand me?
talking about shadiness behind the scenes. It's just so wild what a womanizer
And who said
Griffith
someone
was.
who's a whore is gonna get their head kicked in?
Unless she hangs out in my trailer, if you get my meaning.
God, you just gave me a really bad idea for a really great idea.
What is I that? Want to hear this.
Don Knotts playing the Strother Martin character from Cool Hand Luke.
Oh,
what an amazing crossover.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Yeah, now you see a man dead in his head. And he, well, I don't remember the rest of the speech. What do I look like? He's shaking the bush there, Luke.
Shaking the bush, boss.
Good. Next time you shake it, make sure you shake it a little more. Let me ask you a question. You know, kind of a big deal here at the prison. Where's that girl who washes her car? You mean Lucille?
I'll give you a wash over, Buster.
Yeah. God, I want to show her a good time, Andy. What do you mean, Barney? Well,
what do you know?
I'll bet my guy can eat 50 boiled eggs.
There's no way a man can eat 50 boiled eggs in 1 hour. No way. I could
do Don Knotts, but it sounds like Don Knotts is getting kicked in the balls with a steel-toed boot
instead of the incredible Mr. Limpet in prison.
Yeah.
We're very animated here. No, really, we are.
I'm a fish with glasses and I'm animated. What does that tell you about the movie? And I'm in prison. How do you give a fish file? Through the gills?
Oh, holy gills. That's great. So Don, we know what's going to happen. Don
Knotts, Death Wish.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yes.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah. I really like making this movie, but that Michael Winner director guy, he's a pig.
So I got to shoot these four guys with my gun. Yeah.
Maybe why in the dick. Oh, wait, that's RoboCop.
These four guys, like, you're getting revenge.
Revenge for what?
Whispers who?
Dear God, I'm not doing this movie.
And then he gives his signature face, the Stone Cold stare. Oh, man.
No. Don Knotts and 10 to Midnight.
You know what this is for?
You're shooting that Jim Carrey motherfucker.
No.
Wait, I guess it.
It's for jerking off.
Oh my god. Oh dear.
I don't like using that language.
It's as appropriate as I can get, because I refuse to say
it. As inappropriate as I can get, it'll make you go blind. I'm not reading the script.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my god. A virgin? You are a virgin.
Do you believe in Jesus? Well, whammy. Do you expect me to shoot you?
I'm going to shoot you with one bullet. Then you're going to go flying out the window. Then you're going to land on the ground. Splat.
That Canon Films guy, those glowing globuses? Ah, well, doesn't that sound redundant? That sounds like a stupid planet.
Oh, man. I got to think more of this crap so I can...
Bastard or not a bastard. I love it, JJ. We've already done two episodes in one sitting, as usual. So
I think the one thing we gotta do one time is just talk about the bastard not a bastard one, and then
totally. This is just our intro.
Take it from there, you know. Just like, and just think about who was the worst person to work with in television.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Ted McGinley.
I can't
say Ted McGinley, but I'd have to say the worst person ever to work in television with
Milton.
What I found out, Red Buttons.
Ooh, do tell.
I've heard so many stories and so many things, and some of them, you know, kind of, you know, a little bit repeat, but you know. I heard they were like really, really awful to work with, you know, and they've been replaced, or you know.
He was in The Longest Day, more like The Longest Day to Be a Dick.
And he never got a dinner. Okay.
I never got it there.
That was his big thing.
It was the longest day of his life. It was the longest day of his life.
He would do this bit, and it was like, always never got a dinner. He'd always mention somebody famous, you know, like never got a dinner, you know.
Yes. Oh man.
All right, we're gonna have to. I'm gonna have to close it here, guys.
Freeze frame. <Thank you all.
laughs> We'll return after these messages.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR. We add them to our queues. We wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide all across the globe. We are in the US, we are in the UK, we are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, all things that we love, all manga that were originally published in the legendary magazine Weekly Shonen Jump.
But not every series can run for 300 chapters and have a hit anime. This is David.
This is Jordan.
We're the hosts of Shonen Flop. Each episode, we look at manga that ran in Jump that didn't quite make it.
We discuss what it did wrong, what it did right, how the series could have turned itself around, and ultimately, was it a flop or not?
Run all your favorite podcast apps, and you can find us at shonenflop.com.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jacked up.